2. The Grand Place. The Grand Place is Brussels' nerve center. During your visit, you will cross it more than once with the audio guide. Listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site, it's considered one of the most beautiful squares in the world for its great ornamental and aesthetic richness. Its origin dates back to the 15th century, with the construction of guild houses, where wealthy merchants once lived. The town hall was then built there to establish authority in this place conducive to trade. On two occasions, the square was sacked by the French. The first time in 1695, during the Augsburg League War, and the second time during the French Revolution of 1789. The buildings have since been reconstructed. The current facades are, for their part, the result of a major restoration campaign in the 19th century. Four architectural styles are mixed and juxtaposed: Gothic, Baroque, Neoclassical, and Neo-Gothic. There's very little information available concerning the architects and project managers who made the square's various buildings. If you look up at the town hall spire, you will see the statue of St. Michael slaying the dragon, the town's patron saint, which stands almost 96 meters high. The peculiarity of this Gothic building lies in its asymmetry. Indeed, its spire is off-center, and the right part of the building differs from the left part. The people of Brussels joke that the architect committed suicide when he realized his mistake. Facing the town hall, the King's House is one of the most remarkable buildings. It now houses the City Museum. In the 12th century, there was only a modest wooden establishment where bread was sold. The building was replaced in the 15th century by a stone building that housed the Duke of Brabant's administrative services. It then bore the name of Duke's House. When the duchy came under Spanish domination, it was then renamed King's House. Heavily damaged, especially during the bombardment of 1695, it was rebuilt in 1873 in a neo-Gothic style. You can have fun trying to decipher the many Latin verses adorning the square's facades. But above all, we recommend you make sure you see the square by day, but also at night, to take advantage of the lighted facades that offer a magical spectacle.